Seattle Parks and Recreation manages 465 parks and extensive natural areas, and they reckon there's a backlog of repair and upgrade projects that would cost more than $250 million.
Tonight, there's going to be a meeting put together for putting together a Seattle Parks funding package. It could go before Seattle voters next year.
Now, you might assume that with a repair backlog, Ross, of more than $250 million, $250 million, the parks in Seattle would be a mess.
So I asked patrons of Seattle's most popular park, Green Lake in North Seattle, about that last week.
Do you notice any kind of problems or maintenance that's really obvious to you, the stuff that looks like it needs to be done but isn't being taken care of?
Not to my perception, no.
I haven't noticed anything in terms of, like, infrastructure, things that have been broken.
Actually, the maintenance in the pool house itself is wonderful.
But it looks very different to the people who manage Seattle parks. Last week, I went on a tour of Green Lake Park with Dan Johnson, Michael Shiosaki, Kathleen Connor, and the man in charge of Seattle Parks.
I'm Christopher Williams, Acting Superintendent, Seattle Parks. Where we are today is the Green Lake Community Center, and this is a facility that has been around for almost 100 years, and this is a great example of a site to show you, you know, right in the heart of the Green Lake community, but it needs a lot of improvements.
Christopher Williams points out patches on the walls and the lack of wheelchair accessibility.
Okay, so here we are in the gym. Looks pretty much okay. Looks like an older gym. What are the big problems here?
I'm Kathleen Connor. I'm a senior planner, and I do capital planning. The lighting needs to be replaced because it's not energy efficient. The windows also have failed. Though they're beyond their useful life, many of them are cracked. They have leaks. The acoustics in general are not good.
Why do the acoustics need to be good in a gymnasium?
You know, if you have the community in here for a community celebration or gathering, you want people to be able to hear each other without echoes.
Now we're proceeding down into the guts of this community center to the boiler room.
This is the boiler room.
Where it's really going on.
Parks Division Manager Dan Johnson picks up the tour.
But imagine taking care of pipes and infrastructure that have been around since the turn of this, you know, since 1903.
Comfort stations or park outdoor bathrooms are the number one complaint we receive from the majority of the public. And one of the things they complain about is the fact that they don't feel clean.
So somebody has just been in here cleaning, and
this just got cleaned.
Yes.
Okay, and there's a lot of water around right. In the corner. It looks like there's a couple of tampons sitting there right. That maybe got left behind, and the floor is really stained. You'd be hard pressed to say, oh, wow, this just got cleaned.
My hunch here is if you use different building materials, if you design this in a way that made it look and feel clean and safe, I think the public would see that and that would enhance the maintenance. When materials are porous, they hold odors. So, you can send a cleaning crew in here multiple times a day, and it will always feel unclean.
Our tour continues at the southwest corner of Green Lake Park by the Small Craft Center.
You have to understand that our infrastructure is old, and so there's a vault in the ground with a large pump that pumps sewage uphill so it can gravity flow into the center. Now, if the power were to go out, which it does, then as sewage builds up, it will flood into the shell house here and crew house.
And how often does that happen?
It happened 3 times last year. Things that people don't see in the park system, that when they go to enjoy, they don't enjoy a sewer vault. They just take it for granted.
No, I don't think anyone's enjoyed a sewage vault that I can think of ever.
Our sewer crew does.
While Seattle Parks officials see the flaws, they also acknowledge that Seattle is better off than most cities. Parks Director of Planning, Michael Shiosaki.
You know, we're probably not as bad off as some other parks organizations.
There are some agencies around the nation that simply have to close their doors and cannot open fields and cannot open play areas.
Why is Seattle better off than most cities? Well, taxpayer generosity. Over the years, taxpayers have approved 47 initiatives, most recently in November 2008, that went to build new parks.
Here's what I don't understand. Right around the corner from me in Ballard, there's a new park, yeah. Kirka Park, which I'm delighted with.
Yeah.
But as it went up, like in recent years, I'm thinking, why are they building new parks if they don't have the maintenance money for the current parks?
That's a commonly asked question. So the last levy, the Park and Green Spaces levy, which was approved by the voters in 2008, funded, what, $146 million. So we had funding to build new stuff, but penny wise, pound foolish, no funding was added to that funding measure for ongoing maintenance and operations. And while we are able to buy property and renovate property and build new parks. The long-term cost is really the routine operations and maintenance over the life of the park.
That seems like kind of a big oversight. They wrote this whole levy, but then they put any money in to maintain the parks they were going to purchase?
That's right.
Acting Park Superintendent Christopher Williams. You also heard from Seattle Parks officials Michael Shiasaki, Dan Johnson, and Kathleen Connor. Tonight, the Seattle Parks Legacy Plan Citizens Advisory Committee, well, that's a mouthful, will be meeting to talk about an initiative to fund city parks. That's going to happen at the Miller Community Center on Capitol Hill at 6 p.m. That initiative could be on the ballot as early as next year. I'm Ross Reynolds.